on this episode, how many episodes do I need to launch my podcast? Welcome to Season 7 of Podcraft, and this is the Frequently Asked Questions season. See, we get questions every single day via the website, social media, all sorts of different places. We thought it was about time we go through as many of them as we can. I'm Colin Gray, I'm joined by Matthew McLean, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you're asking. Take it away, Matthew.
So, great question that's came in from Mary on the website. How many episodes do I need to launch a podcast? One. Is that us done now? End of the episode?
Done, finished.
But yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
there's
a lot of different information out there about this sort of thing.
Yeah.
You only need one podcast, and you know, that's you
one
up
episode,
and running.
One episode, don't accept the terminology. Yeah, so we might as well clarify that, actually, just in case there's any quite early stage podcasters listening. I mean, when we talk about a podcast, we're talking about the whole series, aren't we? We're talking about an entire podcast, which could be one episode, it could be 50 episodes. And one episode is actually just that one listen, because a lot of people mix that up as well.
So, yeah.
Anyway, you can launch. As long you can submit to iTunes as long as you have one episode live in your podcast feed, in your RSS feed. But so what's the advantage of doing it with just one then?
Because you're up and running, like that's you in the game. With every week that passes that you don't launch your podcast, there are people out there, your competitors, if you like, who are putting out content, they're getting downloads, they're climbing those iTunes rankings, and the longer you hold back, the further you fall behind.
Yeah, they're leaving you behind. Yeah.
Even if you've got like 10 amazing episodes recorded, they're not out there, so you need to be getting them out there, basically.
Yeah.
That's why I'm quite a big proponent of just getting it done, getting it launched.
Just getting something out
there. But there obviously are benefits from going with like say, 3 episodes as well, aren't there?
I think the other benefit I would say of one episode is that as soon as you've got one out there, like you say, that's you started at least, but it's motivation. So you've got one live, and suddenly if you think that it's going to take you 2 weeks to create another episode, then that's quite a big gap. So it motivates you to get on and just start creating the next ones. No procrastination. So launching with 3, I mean, the first thing that always occurs to me with 3, well, the first thing that always comes up when you talk about launching with 3 is the fact that, you know, if somebody subscribes to your show, then if there's 3 episodes there, then if they like the first one, they're more likely to listen to the second one and the third one straight away. And that is what starts to build engagement. That's what starts to build their, you know, they spend more time with you and therefore they're more likely to become fans of your show straight away, subscribe and keep listening next time. They're more likely to sort of just become, you know, addicted almost to your content. Yeah. So what else is there, do you think, in around 3 episodes? Or I say 3, but it doesn't have to be 3. I just mean multiple episodes.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get, if people are spending a bit more time with you, like you say, they've just got a chance to settle in with you, don't they? If you just listen to one episode of someone, might be a decent episode, there's always a chance that you might just, if it's a 10-minute episode, just move on.
Aye, and forget about it. Never listen to it again. I think actually the bigger question, this is probably one that suits you really well, because you've helped a ton of people launch shows particularly. So launching with 3, we're talking about having 3 live when you launch, but actually is that all you're going to have ready?
Well, if you're doing something like an interview show, I suppose it might be a good idea. But again, I'm wary of like using this as a procrastination thing, but doing some interviews in the lead up to it. Again, there's so many pitfalls of this. You start doing interviews, you start putting them away, you end up with this massive bank of recordings. Another thing as well is like, is your podcast evergreen or is it time sensitive? Because a lot of people, if they're doing time sensitive stuff, don't have the opportunity to be getting stuff in the bank.
As soon as
they're putting out content, maybe it's a sports show or a politics show or a news show.
It needs to be really up to date.
There's no point in recording stuff for like 3 months ago because if you're not putting that out there, it's gone.
But I think the vast majority of people can benefit from having a few episodes queued up at least, you know, like gives them a bit of a buffer, means that they can stay more likely to stay regular, I would have said. So yeah, it's a good idea. I think what do we aim for? We tend to think about 3 live and maybe 3 or 4 in the bank. So it gives you like up to a month buffer.
Yeah, And again, I think, like, sounds like I've got no consistency here, but a benefit of doing three is that you've got the experience of recording three podcasts.
Yeah.
So you're more, you know, you probably know more that it is for you. It's something that you want to do.
Yeah.
If your entire podcasting experience is recording a 10-minute episode, you're still very inexperienced.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be halfway through episode two that you realise that you hate it, but you've already signed up, you've already launched a podcast, you've told everyone about it. So there's that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess there's no right or wrong answer, is there?
When it comes down to it, what we're saying is don't procrastinate. So make sure that whether you're launching, if creating three is going to make you hold back for ages on launching, then don't bother. Just put one out and see what happens. If creating three and not having another three ready is going to make you procrastinate again, then just create a three and get it ready, and then actually just try and keep up beyond that. So yeah, whatever helps you get your show out quicker is better. Any last thoughts on that?
Just the whole like new noteworthy thing as well. Don't obsess over that. You know, getting featured on iTunes and that's all great.
It's a wee boost, but not.
Yeah, exactly.
Much.
But you know, don't make that the crux of your podcast launch.
Yeah.
Your podcast, when you're doing a podcast, it's a long term thing. It's like getting a dog. You know, it's not just for Christmas.
Aye.
The real benefits that you'll get from your podcast are going to come after 9 months, 18 months, 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's a slow burn, and you've got to put the work in and work hard at it. You're not just going to throw two or three episodes out there, start getting thousands of downloads and make loads of money and retire. That's just not going to happen. So I suppose be realistic as well. You know that you're going into this as a long-term project.
Yeah, because that's one of the reasons people procrastinate a bit over having like five episodes ready and five in the bank, because they want to make sure they take full advantage of that first 8 weeks. And I've seen people putting things off for like 6 months or even a year because it's quite a big bit of work to get all of those episodes ready to feel like, you know, if you don't take advantage of that first 8 weeks, and I say 8 weeks because that's what's known as the new noteworthy period, people thinking if they don't take full advantage of that, then their podcast is scuppered. But it's nonsense, because we've had lots of evidence in the past which has shown that it doesn't make that much of a difference. Even if you're on the front page of the entire iTunes store, we've not seen it increasing downloads that much. So don't worry about that stuff. Just get an episode out there. Try and keep to a regular period, and that's about as best as you can do. So I wanted to do a listener comment. We've got something in from a listener called Bruce Hutchin, and he, you know, I've not got the end of his name. It could be Hutchison or Hutchin.
Won't cut it down.
Bruce, sorry if I get the last name wrong here. Bruce Hutchin, Hutchin or Hutchison, and it's the Whitetail Rendezvous podcast. But I'll let him tell you a little bit more about it. Here's Bruce's comment.
This is Bruce Hutchin, your host of Whitetail Rendezvous. Yes, that is the name of the show, Whitetail Rendezvous Podcast, heard across North America. I've been doing it since March of 2015, launched the show on August 31st, 2015. The ideal listener, my avatar, is anybody from 10 to 90 who like to hunt whitetail, who love the outdoors, who want to get youth and women involved, and most important, would love to share the stories of the hunt. Right now, I'm averaging just a little over 500 listeners. I spike the highest at 900, and in the beginning, we were in the low hundreds. The best way that I get new listeners is through social media and referrals. Once you get into a group like Treason Tribe, there's about 100 people, so we work through that to get new guests on the show. How do I monetize the show? That's the $1 million question. Actually, that's the $1,000 question. At present, I am not monetizing. I'm looking to hire an ad agency to do some search for me. I'm going to ATA to promote the show, and I'm looking for sponsors that I just know in the hunting industry. So those are my questions.
So thanks very much for that, Bruce. Some interesting stuff in there. If you listen to the last episode we did, how do you reach a non-technical audience? I would say that Bruce's audience here, again, it might be stereotyping, but I would imagine sort of hunters and countrymen and stuff like that are kind of Probably on the less technical side of things. I might be wrong there, but maybe
just
on average.
You don't get a great Wi-Fi signal when you're out in the mountains.
Out in the wild. So he's doing well. He's using social media, sounds like, to grow his audience. And like we said in that last episode, people who, even if you're not technical, quite often you still end up on Facebook, at least keep in touch with friends and stuff. So Facebook groups can work really well. And his monetization question as well, sounds like he's looking to get an ad agency involved to monetize the show. I would say with 500 listeners, you might struggle to get an agency to take you on at that stage. Generally, they look for you to have between 1,000, 2,000 if you've got a really niche audience, or above 3,000 or so to actually get involved in that kind of thing. But I wouldn't let that stop you, because you've got such a good niche there, I would say, for advertising, actually finding somebody directly. Like if you go, I mean, hunting, you've got a really directed audience there. People who are interested in hunting equipment, from anything from the guns themselves down to, you know, what you wear when you go out and hunt. So if you find somebody that creates a product that you use a lot, so maybe the jacket that you use, or the shoes, or the carry bag or something that you use to carry your rifle or something like that, then you can approach them, and it could be a really good way to get a sponsor on your show, and help you grow the audience as well, because they might be able to re-promote you to their audience or to their customers. So anyway, thanks for sending that in, Bruce. It was really good. If you wanted to send in a comment, this was something that came in just through our contact page. So you can find that at thepodcasthost.com/contact. And we're always looking to hear comments from listeners, which let you know what you're up to, you know, what your podcast is about, how you're growing your audience, and how you're monetizing that show as well. It's just great case studies that let us share it with our audience, share experience, learn from each other, find out how better to run a successful podcast. Okay, that's for this week.
I think so.
Okay, thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you next time.